Good afternoon. I'd like to call the House Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Today is Wednesday, February 22nd. Let the record reflect the time is 3:17 p.m. Today we have present Representative Prox, Representative Carrick, Vice Chair Ruffridge, and myself, Chair Sumner. The staff that will be assisting us today are Jordan Wright with House Records, Lisa Denny with the LIO, and my staff, Jesse Logan, Committee Aide to House Labor and Commerce. We have three items on the agenda today. First, the committee will take up the appointment of Stephen Heidemann to the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board. Second, we have Mark Stemp, also to the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board. Lastly, we have Devin Durand to the Real Estate Commission. First, we'll hear from Stephen Heidemann, who is being considered for the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board. Stephen, please state your name for the record and begin your presentation. Members of the committee will hold questions until you're finished. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Stephen Paul Heidemann. I've been working for Alaska Airlines for the past 38 years as a ramp service agent. I'm applying for this position to see the interests and advocate the rights for workers and see if they're treated fairly. I'm a blue-collar worker. I just haven't been in this type of position before. It's just all new to me, and I'd like to see how things work here.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the committee? Representative Prox.
Thank you, Chair Sumner. Through the chair, you said you worked for Alaska Airlines, I believe?
Yes. I'm still working for Alaska Airlines up in Prudhoe Bay, working a two-week on and two-week off schedule at the present time.
Okay. And that, I guess, is you answered my next question. Thank you. Where did you work?
Well, I worked in Anchorage, ramp service for 20-some years. Did the cargo in Anchorage. Been on the traveling team for Alaska Airlines, doing new station visits. Been around the block with them.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Ruffridge.
Thank you, Chair Sumner, and thank you, Mr. Heidemann, for being here today. Can you just describe for me briefly how you knew that there was a position available, what led you to applying for this, and what your, because it looks like you had a couple of boards potentially to be interested in, and just tell me a little bit of how you got into wanting to serve on a board.
The reason why I want to serve on a board is in August of last year, I was had neck surgery, hand and elbow surgery, and I was recuperating. And my brother-in-law, Mike Dennis, was telling me about this position, and he said you would be a good candidate for it. And he said, you know, you've seen the up and downs of being treated fairly with workman's comp, and he says, what do you got to lose? I think you'd be a good candidate for it. And so I said, I thought about it, and I said, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. So that's where it leads me up to here today. I just want to see what's entitled to this or in detail.
Thank you, Mr. Heidemann. And just one follow-up, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So it sounds like you've maybe seen the good side and the bad side, if we had to label those things, of the workers' compensation pieces. Is that something you feel comfortable speaking a little bit more about, the pros and cons of your personal experience?
Yeah, that's probably hits the nail on the head. Sometimes I've been injured myself, I've been handled with workman's comp, really a smooth transition. And then there's a couple of times where the company didn't think that it was job related, and I went to two independent medical examiners, and they both, first one said it's work related. And the insurance company didn't like that, so they sent me to another person, and he said it was work related. And, you know, I've been with the company for a long period of time, and I'm not a workman comp specialist. You know, there's the job is for a young man, but it's been in my career. So I've been taking my licks, and sometimes after 90,000 hours of work and throwing bags, there's parts of your body that has a tendency to wear out. So I do make some claims, but I'm not always. I'd rather be physically fit to do my job.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions? No. Thank you, Mr. Heidemann. Second, we will hear from Mark Stemp, who is being considered for the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board as well. Mark, please state your name for the record and begin your presentation. Members, please hold questions until he's finished. Thank you.
First, my name is Mark Stemp, and I've been nominated to serve on the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board as an industry representative. I am a retired senior executive of Alaska Native Corporations, both regional and village, as well as tribal nonprofit corporations, such as the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium and the Association of Village Council Presidents. I previously served on the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board in the 1990s, as well as on the first Alaska Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission in 2005. And at the present time, I'm an active small business owner of the Northern Knights Campground in Glen Allen. And this is a business that I built since 1989, and it continues today. I look forward to continuing my service to Alaska. And thank you for your consideration, and I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stemp. Are there any questions from the committee? No? Okay, seeing none. Thank you, Mr. Stemp. Last, we have Devin Durand, who is being considered for the Real Estate Commission. Devin, please state your name for the record and begin your presentation. And members of the committee, please hold your questions until she is finished. Thank you.
Hi there. My name is Devin Duran, and I am the owner of a brokerage in Wasilla, Alaska. I've currently been serving on the Real Estate Commission. I was appointed in November 2021, I believe. And I believe when I was appointed, I was actually filling a seat where the position, the prior commissioner resigned, and so I'm up for reappointment according to their term again. And so I've been licensed in the state of Alaska to sell real estate since 2003. I've served in many capacities over the course of my career. I've served mostly in leadership positions with the Alaska Association of Realtors and the Valley Board of Realtors. But I started brokering offices in 2015. I brokered Century 21, which was a statewide office that had, at the time, had six locations up until the time I decided to open my own brokerage in 2018. Since I have been working or serving on the Real Estate Commission, I have been serving as the education chair, as I'm the only licensed member on the Real Estate Commission that is also a certified real estate instructor. So I think I've brought a lot of value in that context to the board. We've done quite a bit since I've been on the commission. I helped them to establish the guidelines for this current renewal cycle for our licensing. We take, it's required that we take 8 credits of required education every renewal cycle, which is every 2 years. So I helped establish the guidelines when the courses are being developed on what topics needed to be covered for those specific topics that they decided were going to be part of our continuing education for that renewal cycle. We also have done multiple regulation changes with regard to licensing and education requirements. We were able to pass through the update to the residential property disclosure And I do think I've been particularly useful to one of the investigators with regard to continuing education audits during license renewal period. So I've been doing reviews of that in addition to complaint reviews as well. And I'm just really enjoying being on the Real Estate Commission. It is the first time serving where I'm like, I believe this actually makes a difference to our industry and to the consumers. And I'm just hoping that you guys choose to reappoint me.
Thank you, Mrs. Durand. And let the record reflect that Representative Fields arrived at 3:20 p.m., I believe it was. Are there any questions for Mrs. Durand? No? Well, seeing none, I look forward to your continuing to benefit from your vast experience on the Real Estate Commission. Thank you, Mrs. Durand.
Thank you.
Yep. That concludes our business today. Representative Ruffridge?
Yes. Thank you, Chair Sumner. In accordance with AS 39.05.080, the Labor and Commerce Committee held this hearing on the following appointees. For the Workmen's Compensation Board, we heard Stephen Heidemann and Mark Stemp. For the Real Estate Commission, Devon Durand. And we will be moving forward. A signature on this report does not reflect an intent by any of these members or the members of this committee to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further session.
And I'd just like to remind the committee that moving the nominees out of committee is not an affirmative vote. So it's just we sign the report. And with that, we are adjourned. Let the record reflect the time is 3:29 p.m.